This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Survey results suggest that Cook County's Guaranteed Income Pilot Program helped give economic stability to thousands of residents. For 2 years, the county provided $500 a month, with no strings attached, to more than 3,000 people. The last payments arrived in January. Surveys showed most people spent the money on food, rent, bills, and transit. Many say the program helped reduce stress and helped them feel more financially secure. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is forming an advisory committee to map out the future of the program.
I think it's really important that we be part of the national conversation around guaranteed income. You know, we're the richest country in the world, and we don't take care of our own. We got to do better than that.
The committee is set to meet later this spring. Teacher training programs in Illinois could be impacted by a new U.S. Supreme Court decision. Last week, the court allowed the Trump administration to continue with cuts to these programs while a lawsuit to block them pays out. Funding had previously been awarded under programs aimed at training teachers to work in hard-to-staff areas. John Barikovich oversees the grant at a school district in Southwest Suburban Summit.
These programs are designed to provide additional resources and to incentivize people to go into the educational field and support them so that they can be successful.
Barikovich and Chicago Public Schools, which also has a federal grant, say their districts have not seen any impacts yet. There's a bill moving through Springfield that would limit crime-free housing laws in Illinois. Currently, more than 100 municipalities have local laws that allow landlords to evict tenants for issues like making too many 911 calls. Democratic State Senator Karina Villa of Chicago is hoping to change that, especially for victims of domestic violence.
You know that that's coming, what you do is you refuse to call 911. If you're in danger, you refuse to call 911, and you stay with the abuser because you're way the what's better.
A group representing Illinois' municipalities is staunchly opposed. Lawmakers have until the end of May to pass the bill. Researchers at Northwestern University have created a tiny and wireless pacemaker. The device is temporary and dissolves in the body. John Rogers is a professor of biomedical engineering at Northwestern University and helped develop the device. He hopes it can eliminate the need for surgical extraction of temporary pacemakers and therefore reduce the risk of cardiac injury. Rogers says pediatric patients with cardiac disorders could benefit.
The devices went from that kind of inch size diameter to something that's about the same size as a sesame seed. Small enough that we can actually insert it in the bore of a hypodermic needle.
The device dissolves after a couple of weeks. It has been tested on animal models and human hearts from organ donors, but the team needs FDA approval to test the device in a human patient. A few more things to note today. Jury selection has begun in the federal corruption trial of State Senator Emil Jones III. He is the son of former Illinois Senate President Emil Jones Jr., and has been charged with bribery and lying to the FBI. While several lawmakers have been ensnared in a sprawling federal investigation in several years, most resigned before going to trial or pleading guilty. The younger Jones is the first sitting Illinois lawmaker to stand trial for corruption since 2014. Jones's district covers part of Chicago's South Side and several southwest suburbs. The Chicago City Council has confirmed Mayor Brandon Johnson's pick to represent the Logan Square neighborhood. Anthony Quezada was a Cook County commissioner. He told his new colleagues that he's concerned about the financial struggles of the residents of his ward. A handful of Johnson's political appointments voted against Quezada's appointment. Today's weather, it's going to be sunny and chilly. The high will be 44, but it will be cooler by the lake. And tonight, the low will be 31 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting both snow and rain, with a high of 43. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.